The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal. Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Proxy Freedom. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom has no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, and investment advisor, Pat Fitucci of Proxy Freedom. With over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, Pat specializes in personal and corporate investment management with special emphasis on retirement planning.
The Fed continues its fight against inflation with yet another rate hike. Welcome once again to this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that each and every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Your host, 30-plus year financial manager and author, Pat Fitucci, and I'm Craig Roberts. Well, the Fed's decision raising short-term interest rates, continuing to signal we've got some problems in the road ahead related to inflation. And Pat, of course, this now means we're seeing the overnight rate at the highest it's been. Is all this going to eventually lead to tighter credit conditions?
Well, there's certainly no shortage of anxiety for all of us as we watch the top story on the 6 o'clock news. When we get this kind of fragile nature, it kind of gives us all pause to understand what's the future of our little pocket of money and how does our relationship with this economy and the economic system that's going through this, what does that do to my ability to retire, stay retired, or maybe retire someday? And despite the Fed chairman's comments this week, the U.S. banking system is sound and resilient in their two-day meeting reporting to Congress. And it kind of gives us pause to say, wait a minute, let me take another further look. Let me drill down and see what's my exposure. It gives us, unfortunately, time to get more anxious about where our money is parked. It's a wonderful opportunity to take all your statements out and kind of look at what is your exposure, where exactly, and what sectors is your money invested in. We've had this theme of don't invest and forget. Wow, it puts a big punctuation mark on that whole idea of really clearly understanding what's your exposure. Again, as Craig said in the opening comments, another quarter point rise, what is that going to do to the real estate market? And we've seen all the numbers come tumbling down. There's no supply of real estate out there. We were enjoying 2 to 3% mortgage rates a year ago, and they're now pushing 7. So there's a big concern. Again, the whole theme of the Federal Reserve is to slow inflation down, increase unemployment. That part of it has failed. Unemployment still remains record low. It's something in the 3.4% range. The core issue is inflation. The whole idea is to slow everything down. They're going to succeed beyond their wildest imaginations. Now, real estate is kind of the front-running sector that always is affected first, but car loans, how much you use your Visa card. I mean, Visa rates are 20%+ from last I saw, and as much as 30%. So if you're being affected by inflation with higher costs, higher food costs, higher fuel costs, and you're dipping into your Visa card more and more, there's severe penalties for using that card in the way of extremely high interest rates. They used to be called usury rates 10, 15 years ago, and now they're fairly common. I mean, it used to be 7, 8% interest rates on Visa cards, and now they're 20%+. So it's an issue. Lots of controversy over whether the Federal Reserve chairman is spot on or he's got his hand in the sand. We've got some politicians being very vocal about he's doing it all wrong. He's been too late to the party. As long as President Biden keeps him in that spot, we're going to keep going down this road. And again, if inflation gets out of control, we'll look like some of these third world countries that have 20, 30, 40% inflation And then it's out of control, and your dollar is worth even less than we think it is. Gross domestic product, 66% of GDP is driven by consumers. So you and I and the rest of us are driving the economy, largely speaking. The idea is to get the consumer to spend less, and goods and services will be more imbalanced in terms of supply and demand. It's a very proven system many, many times over. Paul Volcker and Alan Greenspan and all the former Fed Reserve chairmen have gone through this exercise. The cyclicality of the economy cannot be ignored. You drill down and look at the basic elements of the economy. But there was an interesting article this week. Women aren't investing at the same rate as men, and here's why the gap. This is a troubling trend because women live longer, and historically their Social Security checks are smaller because they either were later to the labor market or interrupted for childcare, or historically women stay home to take care of mom and dad on a more regular basis than men do. And so their Social Security checks tend to be smaller. And so if women aren't investing at the same rate, looming down the road is this serious issue of significantly less cash flow for surviving women. And so I want to point out that it really is important that women pay particular attention to the portfolio design, get really overly involved. Historically, they've been sitting in the bleachers and just kind of watching from afar. And I want to encourage women to get much more involved. We have had significant turnout for a seminar where we focus specifically on women. And so we're probably going to be doing that again in the next month or two. Women in Investing is always a popular seminar that we have introduced. It's very well received. So stay tuned in the future for our next Women in Investing seminar. But it is critically important that women get re-involved, and closing that gap between males and females and their interest in something that probably not their primary reason for getting up in the morning, but we think it's real, real important.
Well, and Pat, as we know, it's that passage of time that tends to be the enemy. We think we're going to deal with it tomorrow, and tomorrow becomes the next day and the next day. For some, retirement seems so far off, and yet it will be here before you know it. The question is, along the way, have you engaged in the kind of proactive management of your financial life, of your retirement plan, to make sure you're staying on track with your goals for retirement? Many folks might say, Craig, I just don't have that kind of time. I can't picture myself up until 2 o'clock in the morning poring over financial reports to try and ascertain what the best choices are for me and my family. Well, perhaps that be the case, then you need a second opinion, some insights offered by a professional that can help you analyze your current financial situation and take a look as to whether or not you're actually on track to reach your goals for retirement. That complimentary financial health and retirement plan review, available free for the asking and without any cost or obligation. The appointment can also be held by phone or over the internet, whichever you prefer. To schedule your complimentary financial health and retirement plan review, simply call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE, or easier still, schedule your appointment online by going to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area's offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com. You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com.
That's don'tinvestandforget.com or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal. Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Proxy Freedom. Information provided for illustrative purposes only, does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom has no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.